Good morning. 00 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 3 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
This is WDHJEL. Listen.
Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 17 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
This is N8ERL. Coming up is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Is there anyone who'd like to join us for pre-net check-in? Please call.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
Good evening, Ron and Rick. Anyone else who'd like to check in for pre-net?
KDAZ, Minnie Burt. How is my coming in okay?
Yeah, loud and clear, Minnie. Over.
I was just wondering because my part of my antenna is down. From the house out to the woods where I got it, in the woods to the south of me, so I've got to get that put back up. Other than that, I was hoping I could get in. This is KDAZ.
Yeah, you got good signal strength on most of the voters, Minnie, so you're doing fine. Over.
Oh, that's good to hear. So I got to get some paracord so I can have my grandson fix that for me. So if it isn't one thing, it's something else. Anyway, talk to you on the net.
That's always something, but thank goodness for grandsons. All right, well, we will get started here. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call sign is N8ERL. And I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KDAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net lists, I have KC8YVF, KC8VOA, and KD8PAZ. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short-time, mobile, or in and out. At this time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. All right, let's resume with regular check-ins. Please call.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec. KF8EDQ, Mike from Saginaw, no traffic.
This is December 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, NAQPR, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Mike and Bob. Anyone else? Okay, let me run through the list. I have KC8YVF, KC8VOA, KD8PAZ, KF8EDQ, N8KPR, and is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's net? Okay, well with that, let's go ahead and go to the top of the list, KC8YVF, with Rick to follow. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. Hope everybody had a good week and good weekend. I had a very nice weekend. Yesterday, did some things around the house and that. I had to run a couple of errands. I had to go up to Bay City to a motorcycle shop up there and pick up oil for one of my motorcycles. It's getting that time of year where I change oil and filter on the bikes in the fall before I store them for the winter. And then the other one I get just the oil from over at Meyer's, so I got to stop by and get that. Oil filters I buy in kind of in bulk. I've got enough for about 3 or 4 years of each one of them. I buy a bunch of them so I don't have to keep ordering each year. So I'm good on that, so did that. And then last night we went out for my birthday out to Panda House for dinner. Very nice dinner. They've got, if you've been there before, they've got the piano player there on, I know on Saturdays. I'm not sure if they're also there on other days, but on Saturdays I know they're there. So very nice atmosphere, very nice dinner. Enjoyed the evening. Today was an back to work day. Mowed lawn, cleaned up outside, cleaned a lot of things out of the garden, picked a lot of things. Most of the things that were left in the garden have already been picked now. Still got some work to do out there, but worked on that. And been working in between, putting things on the 3D printer. I'm working on a project that, long-term project here. I've got the main part of it printed. That was about 75 hours total to print all of those pieces. So I got a big box of pieces. And now I'm into the next step of it, which is another about 20 hours of printing. So working on that part of it. So altogether, it's somewhere around 80 or 90 hours worth of printing, and then the task of assembling not only the 3D pieces, but all of the electronics, all the servo motors and all the control boards and all the wiring and everything else. So a lot of things. It should be a fun project. Hopefully everything fits and works out okay. Little bit of news. I don't know if you heard, but we have some kind of turmoil going on at 911. Chris, who has been our 911 director for the last couple of years, resigned a few days ago. So it's now come down to the 911 control board. I guess the president of that has now assumed responsibility for a temporary basis. Why they look for a new 911 director. So I guess they're having a lot of staffing problems down there. So what I heard on the news just yesterday on it is they've now contracted with a company from Colorado, Littleton, Colorado, to do dispatch for Saginaw County. So the way it sounds is they're going to send dispatchers to Saginaw County to work our 911. And like they said, they're not familiar with the area. They don't know anything about Saginaw. And in some cases, they said they even have people work from their homes to do dispatch. So that would be extremely difficult to know, you know, our area, how things work and everything else. So it's not a good time to count at 911. I've got to talk to Mark and find out who our contact for ham radio will be to get access to the building. And to talk to the new person who has assumed temporary ownership of that department, I guess, at the moment. Stay tuned. I've got to do some sorting out here and see what's going on and how do we fit in here. So hopefully we get somebody again that is pro ham radio and will work with us. So this will be our third 911 or fourth 911 director since I've been EC. So let me break. So we'll see how that works out. I'll turn it back over to you, Dave, for the 73 round. This is KC8YVF back to Nut.
Yeah, that's not good to hear. It has always seemed like 911 was always pretty steady around here. Never too many difficulties or problems, but that's, I hope they get it resolved. Pretty important for the county. And, okay, on Panda House, yeah, boys, I think the Panda House has a very nice atmosphere on the weekends. I've always liked the way the dining room was laid out.
And okay on the riding. It looks like, looking at the weather, it looks like you'll have some pretty decent riding days yet. So hopefully you get a few hours in on the bikes. Okay, Rick, you are up next with many to follow, KC8VOA.
Well, good evening, Dave, and thank you for doing the net, and good evening to everybody else in the net tonight. I didn't have a lot of time to do radio work this week. Focus was more or less getting my campsite shut down, and we've got a lot of stuff taken care of up there, but we've got a few more things to do. Got the roof and that off the gazebo, so don't have to worry about snow load and so forth, but still got some stuff to put away, and then I've got to winterize the camper. So that's what's been going on here. It's been eating up a lot of my time. Once that's out of the way, then we're back into doing the lawn work and everything else. It's starting to grow a little bit more, and in some places I've seen a lot of leaves down. So that's what we got to look forward to. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you. KCVOA, back to NADRL.
Okay, Rick. Yeah, let's take care of those leaves. Will definitely keep you busy, but sounds like you're getting everything pretty much under control. Yeah, this is the time of year to get the lawnmowers ready for storage, and like I say, your camper and your boat, get all that ready to go for next spring. And boy, the way the year's gone, it'll be spring before you know it. Okay, Benny, you are up next, and I'll take a standby, and then we'll have Mike to follow. KD8PAZ.
Well, good evening, NADRL. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the other guys in here. It's good to hear everyone. I've had a pretty good week. The grandson's come down Thursday and took my air conditioning out and put that in the shed for me, and that's when I noticed my antenna was down, and I thought, oh, man, what next, you know? But they said, well, get some paracord, and we'll get it put back up for you, Grandma. So I got to let them know when I get it. I'll probably go out to Menards and get some there. Now, other than that, I haven't been doing too much. I got to get a couple of boards so I can start on my 2,000-piece puzzles. I got a couple of those to do, but I got to get some boards big enough to put them on first. This is KD8PAZ back to NADRL.
Yeah, okay, May. Well, great that you have grandsons close that can help you out with those things. Yeah, hopefully we won't need air conditioning anymore, although, boy, just not too many days ago, we had ours going, and well, it's been pretty nice fall weather. Today was a beautiful day. All right, well, I'm going to take a standby. This is NADRL. If you'd like to join tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan Net, please call. Okay, Mike, you are up next with Bob to follow, KF8EDQ.
All right, thank you very much, NAERL, for doing the net tonight. I had a good week. Work wasn't too strenuous, and I didn't go camping this weekend. I stayed home, and I walked dogs yesterday morning and kind of relaxed and watched football all afternoon and evening yesterday. Today I went to the shelter, walked to some more dogs, and then they had a specialist group come in to teach how to do play groups. So they had a class this morning that was maybe 3.5, almost 4 hours long. And then we took a break for lunch, and then we came back and we did a play group demonstration involving, we had probably 8 dogs in the same space at one time. It was good to see, and we got to see a lot of behavior, both good and bad, and but nothing really bad. It was all good. They're going to be here till Thursday doing demonstrations at the shelter, so I'll probably try to make it in at least one more time so I can participate in that. Other than that, I've been trying to take it easy this weekend. Not too much going on. I haven't worked on too much on any radio stuff. And I'll say thanks to Ron for confirming my Meshtastic message in the Saginaw group. Other than that, I guess I'll pass it back to NAERL. This is KFAEDQ. Back to Nat.
Okay, Mike. Well, thank you, and fine business on working with the dogs. It's great that you volunteer like that. Okay, Bob, you are up next, and we're at the end of the list. NAKPR, go ahead.
Good evening, Dave, everybody else in the net. Yeah, I closed one of my camper that I have up by Lupton. I closed that. When did I close that? Friday. Yeah, Friday I closed that. Couldn't get up there the two previous weekends because I had a wedding and then I Grand Rapids and I had another camping trip with my other trailer down in Davison Outdoor Adventure with my daughter and granddaughter for trick-or-treating. And then, of course, the weather was beautiful, you know, hot, actually. But I was actually going to stay one more night up there, but the rest of my family and most of my friends, they had already closed. And I'm like, well, okay, we'll just go up for the day and close it. And then end up raining that night anyway, so I didn't really want to just sit in the trailer all night long. But, so anyways, that's taken care of. Then my other trailer's got... It's got issues. The slide-out didn't want to come in right, and the motor on the awning doesn't work, and I got, oh, Lord, travel trailers. What else? Not much else going on around here. Just garden. The only thing I got left in the garden is tomatoes, and they're getting towards the end of their existence, but grass doesn't really need cutting. I think I cut that towards the middle of last week. But needed cutting. I didn't cut the whole thing, just parts of it. Parts of the air they were growing. Other than that, not a whole lot going on in Frankville here. Downtown, I had to take a drive through town to go to the store, and it was pretty busy downtown as usual. Nice day out, so a lot of people walking around. That's about it for this round. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
Okay, Matt. Flying business on everything. Yeah, Frankenmuth. It's kind of cool to walk around on days like today where it's not too hot. And you can kind of stand around outside and not get too much sun and too much heat. So very good on that. And okay on getting all the camping equipment squared away. Well, when you have a great hobby, it sometimes takes a lot of work, I guess, to keep everything up the way that you want it. But good deal on that. We're at the bottom of the list. Is there anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Please call.
Whiskey 8, Dolph Whiskey, WAZW. I'll be in and out there tonight, Dave. Thanks for doing it. 7-3 call.
Okay, Dave. Got you in and out. Thanks for joining us. Anyone else? Let's go back up to the top of the list. KC8YVF is up with Rick DeFalo. Go ahead, Ron.
Dave, can you grab Rick first and then come back to me? I got a phone call. KC8YVF.
Absolutely. Rick, you are up to be followed by Ron, KC8DOA.
Good evening again, Dave. Anything new going out the airport there, Dave? Just wondering what has been going on activity-wise. I see some... different names up there, different points. So I thought maybe there was a few changes possibly going on with some flying schools and stuff like that. Not a whole lot new going on with me for the rest of the week. I just, like I said, I got things to catch up on around the house and close the camper up hopefully this weekend. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. KC8BOA, back to NAERL.
Okay, Rick. Well, pretty much the same management. Al is out there with the other Al as working the weekends, but they do have two pretty active flight schools that have been going on for about the last, I'm going to say two, maybe 3 years.
There's a lot of flying going on, and there's more. There are five jets on the field now, plus a couple of big twins. So fuel sales are really up quite a bit. The old airport fuel truck is on its last legs, so Al has purchased a used fuel truck that's going to need a lot of work. So he's working on getting that together. He did get a grant from the state to get the truck and to get it fixed up. And I think there's always planned improvements. I think some of the taxiways are going to get resurfaced and a few other things. But things keep moving along out there. So thanks for asking. I can't think of anything else that's really interesting out there other than that kind of the same crew. All the hangars are full, quite a bit of flying, all good to go, I guess. All right, let's go back to Ron, KC8YVF. Ron, are you ready to go, or should I put you on delay for a little while longer?
No, Dave, I'm ready to go. No problem. Thanks for accommodating there. Coming up this week, I got a short work week. So wife and I are headed out Friday. We're going to go to the west side of the state for our anniversary, which is Saturday. So this will make 45 years. So we're going to head over to Grand Haven and South Haven and Saugatuck over there in that area. I've got hotel rooms for that. Got a couple of different events for us to do. One of them is ride the train over in Coopersville. They have the fall pumpkin train, so we've got seats on the train there with luncheon and drinks on it and that, so should be a lot of fun. We've got that on Saturday, and then we've never done the dune rides over on the west side of the state, so Friday we've got that planned, the last one of the year, the last ride of the year, actually, so hopefully it's warm enough, and it looks like it's going to cooperate, at least right now, looking at the weather report from Grand Rapids for that. It'll at least be in the 60s, so that sunny in 60s. Saturday, they got a chance of rain, but that's fine. We'll be on the train, so no big deal there. So just to get away from it for a little bit here, my wife has been working with her sister for the last basically 5 weeks, 6 weeks, to do an estate sale at their mom and dad's house. So they're trying to get rid of everything in the house to be able to get it ready to go up for sale. Mom passed away 3 years ago, so my sister's ready to part with the house now. So she worked basically 8-10 hours a day for 5 weeks to get everything ready for the estate sale, and that was last weekend. So they got rid of probably about three-quarters of it. There is some furniture left, and then the garage still has quite a bit of, you know, little knickknacks and pots and pans and dishes and things like that that didn't sell. But in general, they got rid of, like I said, about three-quarters of it. So that was a good thing. Now it's just, you know, try and get rid of the rest of it. And what's left, I guess, will get donated to the rescue mission or Goodwill or something to get rid of the rest of the things in that. There's one other thing I was trying to think of and can't at the moment. That's the way it goes, but yeah, hopefully I get to ride the bike this week. Temperatures look to be, at least during the daytime, up into the 60s, low 70s. One day I see it's supposed to be like 36 in the morning, so that might be a cool start, but it looks to warm up in the afternoon, so cold temperatures like that. I only have 9 miles, and I got the gear to ride, so hopefully I get another weekend here.
Okay, Ron, we lost you there. We caught you right at, hopefully I'll have another weekend. Go ahead.
All right, I knew I was getting close on time. To have another week here of riding the bike, and I imagine there might be a few more days in between after that before the end of the year. Usually I don't put them away until about November, but I got to be able to get them out to at least do a good ride to get them warmed up to be able to change the oils, so I'll try and get those done as soon as possible. So 73, we'll talk to you some tomorrow night on the net, KC8YBF.
Okay, Matt, we'll find business on everything, those good deal on the estate sale. So, sometimes they go good, sometimes they don't. Sometimes people are buying and sometimes they aren't. But I'm glad that you got most, your wife and her sister got most of that done, and very good on the upcoming anniversary celebration. I'm a bit envious. So I really like to ride on trains, but it just doesn't seem like I ever get a chance to do that. So you can tell that story on the next week on the net. Next up is Mike with Bob DeFalco. Oops, I'm sorry. Minnie, I almost skipped you. KDPAZ. Go ahead, Minnie. And by the way, I've been looking at your crossword on Facebook. They look great. Over.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KDPAZ. That's all right if you'd have missed me. I would have jumped in at the end of the net anyway. So, but, yeah, like I say, that was my last one. That was of the Titanic, and that was stuff inside of the Titanic that the two sisters were fighting over this one guy, and there's a whole story. I got the book with the puzzle. So anyway, other than that, like I say, I got to get a bigger board for the 2,000-piece puzzles. So hopefully maybe I'll get them this week and start working on those. This is KD8PAZ, back to NADR. I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night.
Yeah, I noticed that on the puzzle, when I first saw it, I saw it was the Titanic, and I got a little confused. I didn't see much like with a ship, and then it dawned on me it must have been stuff that they gathered up. And that's funny how the Titanic has been in the news for so long, and then when they finally found it back, when was it, in the 80s or 90s, Bob Ballard found it, and then the recent tragedy about the submersible that was going down to take a look at it and basically implode it. It's kind of a never-ending story, I guess. So, thank you, Minnie. Mike, you're up next, KF8EDQ, with Bob DeFalco.
Yeah, thanks again for doing the net. This is KF8EDQ. Yeah, I don't have anything else I want to say for the 73 round. I guess I'm doing the net for tomorrow night, so I guess I'll pose the question now so there's time to think about it, because it might take a bit of thinking. But what has been your most gratifying or satisfying radio purchase? Something maybe that you use a lot, or something that you were looking forward to getting and it was everything you hoped it would be. With that, I'll say 73. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow and pose the question again. This is KFA-EDQ. I'll pass it back to Nat.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Well, thanks for all your comments. Bob, you were at the end of the list at 8 KPR.
This is at 8 KPR. Not much else to add, although I will say that I've never had a bad meal at the Panda House. Never had a bad one. Always good. And they give you enough that you got something to take home for lunch. So that's a good thing. And what else is going on here? Taking off on a little adventure on Wednesday, well, actually Tuesday night, to Las Vegas. Never been there before. Going to hook up some friends that lived in Idaho, and high school friends that lived in Idaho, and I haven't seen those guys in probably 10, 12 years. And another friend of ours from the Saginaw area, him and his wife are also going. So, have a little get-together there in Los Angeles, or Las Vegas. But, so, We were looking at for things to do there, and the sphere sounds pretty cool. We got the Wizard of Oz show in there, and that looks pretty cool. if you've ever seen the sphere before, it's incredible. I've just seen videos, but just looking at the videos, I'm like, wow, that's cool. So that's that, Dave. Thank you for doing the event. 73's everybody, and I'll be back on the air tomorrow night for the KDAC net. Back to control, NAKPR.
Yeah, okay, Bob. We'll find business on meeting up with friends. Idaho, I've been there a couple of times on business, but never got much chance to explore it. But pretty interesting state, I think. So, okay, we're at the end of the net. Let's make one last call for anybody who'd like to do a late check-in. Please call.
Greg from Beaverton, Michigan.
Yeah, okay, Greg. I'm sorry. I kind of messed up your call. And I wonder if you could give me your call again one more time.
Oh, certainly. That is Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November KD8 ABM.
Okay, great, got it. Go ahead with the transmission.
Well, awesome. I was through Saginaw earlier today, and I got a chance to see what town has changed there with lots of construction going on, both in and around and about town there. Boy, I was looking at 75. What a mess that turned out to be. But, hey, that's all right. I came in on 13, so I will... I came back on 13 anyway, so, yeah, I don't know much about the Panda House, but I don't really eat Chinese, but, hey, if you guys say it's good, it's gotta be good. So, this is KD8ABN 73, everybody, and safe travels going off to Las Vegas there, so, all right, back over to you. That's control.
Okay, great. Very good on everything. And quite a bit of construction. That I-75 northbound at the bridge is kind of, you get some kind of amazing backups on 675, even on 75 northbound before you get to 675. There's been a couple of accidents there, and man, it's almost backed up almost to the Bridgeport. Exit going northbound, so kind of a mess, and then of course the State Street rebuilt. I guess that goes pretty good. I've been venturing down that periodically and didn't have too much problem. The only tricky part that I've run into is right at Bay, where you make the turn to go back from Davenport over to State. Seen a couple close calls there. I don't know what that's all about. But Greg, thanks for joining us tonight. Anyone else would like to join us for tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Okay, do you have any comments or rechecks?
KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, I'm just going to ask if you thought of what the other thing was. Go ahead.
I did. Lions are on tonight, 8:20, playing Kansas City in Kansas City, so it should be a good game. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to stay up that late. I got to be into work or up at 6:30, so usually I'm in bed by 10:30. So we'll see if it's a good game and they're doing well. I may stick it out to the end, but Lions on tonight on primetime. KC, maybe up back to that.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Kansas City haven't played their best like they normally do, but they're still very tough, and Lions seem to be doing things pretty well, so it should be a good game. All right, with that, let's go ahead and close out the net. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is David and ADRL. This net is now closed at 7:35 p.m. and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use.
Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 43 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, sunny, 43 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Sunny, 43 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Sunny, 43 degrees.